after a game like you had last week, how much easier does it make this week to kind of have just the relief of having a big game? But record setting is great, but just a big game, kind of, you know, the feather in the cap now moving forward.
So how much easier?
How much easier has it made this week in terms of, you know, weighing on your mind? Now you got the extra work that you told us about. How much easier has this week been now that you've had a big game?
I ain't gonna say it's easier. You know, it's a little different to finally go out and, you know, make plays and to do what I think I can do. Go out and make plays for my team and big plays. And, you know, like I said, first 3 weeks, I wasn't doing that. So it was in the back of my mind, you know, I would still beat myself up. And now it's just now, after the bye week, is go out and just go out and play and forget whatever happened that play and don't worry about it.
You had a pretty good game the last time you were at MetLife Stadium. When you walk in there, you think about that. You think about the final score. It's got to bring back some kind of memories when you walk
think
in there.
I think about the final score. You know, last time I played, you know, as a team, the Broncos didn't play well. You know, we got beat, and we want to go in. You know, of course, this is not the same game, Super Bowl, but it's another opponent. But it's also we playing at MetLife, so we want to go in and try to get a win in that stadium because the last results wasn't so good.
Barry, she said Sunday that the key was catching the ball. Were you dropping them in practice the first 3 weeks too, or was it just kind of in the games that?
It was just the games.
It was just the games.
I didn't really drop them in practice. So once I got in the game, I was like, you know, what's going on? But I don't know what it was.
How about this week? Catch them all?
Yep.
In practice?
Yep.
How often do you and Eric Decker Snapchat each other every day?
We never Snapchat now. I actually talked to him the day before, or yesterday. I talked to him yesterday. I probably talked to him today, but we don't Snapchat. I only got Snapchat.
What did you guys talk about?
So I'm just asking him how he feel and asking about the family. You know, talk about a little football, but it wasn't much.
How important to you is, no matter what team you ever happen to be on, to go to a team that's got a pretty good quarterback in terms of the decision that you make, whether you're staying here or going somewhere else?
I think as a receiver, it's kind of important. You know, you want somebody to be able to pass you the ball, get it to you so you can make plays. So I think it's very important.
Do you think you'll always keep that in mind no matter what for the rest of your career in terms of whatever decision you have to make?
You know, I will, but it's not going to be like the quarterback I got now. I do got to know that. Not every quarterback is going to be like Peyton. That's why he have the numbers he have. So, you know, of course I'm going to have to go, you know, I'm going to play with somebody one day that's not Peyton, and I'm going to be fine with that.
Adam said when you got here, and he was kind of joking, but he said you could run a go route and one step off the line, but now you can run the whole route tree. Do you agree with that assessment of where you were, or do you think you could maybe run a few more then, but now you got it down regardless?
You know, yeah, he's – you know, he's just going off of what he saw on tape. That's what I did at Georgia Tech. And, of course, I didn't run many routes at Georgia Tech. And when I got here, I was a little rusty. But, you know, I kept working and kept working. And now, you know, I feel like I can run any route on the route tree.
You're tight with Decker. How odd is it now you're going to see him on the other sideline? What a weird dynamic.
It's very weird because we came in together, you know, ever since I've known him, he's been a Bronco. And now that he's a Jet, you know, it's going to be a little different, you know. You know, I can say if he do well, that's good. But as long as the Broncos win, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah. What happened to salt and pepper?
Done.
Done.
It's done.